Welcome to the Fulham on the Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:30 Irish summertime. Today is May 8th, and it has been a relatively quiet day on stock markets globally. Probably some of the best news has been out of China, where you had that downward dynamic yesterday, but it actually closed up on the day today, which does lend us towards the possibility that this is going to be a relatively shallow reaction. And the same can be said for Wall Street. Wall Street finished up on the day with the Dow up 52 points. That's off the highs of the day, but it's still positive territory, and no follow-through on the pullback that we saw yesterday. So that is relatively good news on that front. What it does indicate is that there is less likelihood that we're going to see markets fail at these levels and go back to test their March lows. While that it remains a possibility, they would need to post a number of further downward dynamics, and there was no evidence of that coming in here yet, or at least in here today. Oil continues to hit new highs. It was at 124.41 towards the close. That's almost right at the top of its range as it closes in on $125. It is in rarefied territory up here, but it does also remain in a very consistent uptrend, and it would need to pull back below $110 to damage the integrity of that uptrend, and we can still give the upside the benefit of the doubt. But in oil is starting to stoke inflation concerns, and you had US Treasuries up in excess of a full point today. They found support yesterday at 115 and appreciated considerably in here today. This does look like a rather large trading range up here around these levels. But it also looks like a rather lengthy top formation. While stock markets did test their January lows back in March and have rallied considerably since then, government bonds came nowhere near testing the highs that they set back in January on the 22nd. And that was a peak of at least medium-term significance. It was also an accelerated top and marked a peak of panic, really, for a number of investors. Because of the situation that we have with so much credit entering the markets, and because rates are projected to stay that bit lower for longer, the chances are that this is going to be a rather lengthy topping out formation for government bond markets. They've found support at 115. They're rallying. They're probably going to rally back up close to the highs of this range, and they're probably going to be a shorting opportunity once they get there. Gold has also found support at 850. And it had another good day in here today. It was up $13 on the spot market. It's up to 881.90. And that's really quite positive. It's found really quite impressive support at 850, and it would need to take out that level to offset scope for this to push up just a little bit further in the short term. In the medium term, the chances are that the precious metal sector is in a medium-term correction. It had a remarkable first quarter of the year with platinum leading on the upside, and platinum also led on the downside with a big weekly Q reversal and is currently in a medium-term correction, where we've seen good positive action over the last couple of days, but that doesn't bring any closer the possibility that the precious metals are going to push up and make new highs. The currency markets were relatively quiet in here today. The euro was almost unchanged, as was the pound. With the euro and the ECB, or the sorry, the ECB and the Bank of England holding rates in here today, not particularly surprising and certainly in line with analysts' expectations. But the inflationary pressures still remain intact because you have the focus on these oil prices. However, grain prices have come back considerably from their highs, and while they had a relatively firm day in here today, corn continues to lead that sector on the upside. It is at 6:30 and a quarter in here today, and it is a new high and breaking upwards from that range, but it is doing it on its own. Soybeans remains well below its highs. Oats has firmed a bit, and wheat is considerably below its highs. So inflation is no longer being stoked by the grain sector, but it still remains a concern because of these high oil prices. And of course, over the medium to longer term, the amount of liquidity that has been pumped into the market and the credit that has been made available to so many institutions is inflationary in the medium to longer term. But it does point that we may see inflationary pressures starting to come off a bit in 3 to 6 months' time, as the slightly lower agricultural prices start to feed through into those numbers. Looking at the outlook for stock markets, well, the vast majority of stock markets found support once more in March, having bottomed out in January, and have improved considerably from those St. Patrick's Day lows back on the 17th of March. The thermodynamic that we saw yesterday on Wall Street wasn't really followed through on in Europe today, and you had a relatively quiet performance. Japan was down about 1%, but generally, right across the world, we've seen that stock markets are relatively firm, and when they've come down, they haven't had very much follow-through. The couple of months following January were a baby steps situation because it looked like a prolonged bottoming out process. But we're now starting to see a number of markets where they have higher lows and indeed higher highs, and that is the foundation for an uptrend. The trading strategy will always be to buy on the dips, but the question is when to sell. And selling was quite profitable and probably the right thing to do in the 3 months up to today, because the rallies were not being held and the pullbacks were quite aggressive. But if we continue to see shallow reactions and markets pushing up out of those reactions, then it is going to be more profitable to hold on to these investments once they're bought following a reaction. The evidence is no long is not clear cut as to the fact that we've moved into that type of situation, but it is certainly starting to point in that direction. The resources markets continue to lead on the upside, and they certainly are in a holding situation in terms of how to play that market. Brazil was up 1% in here today, as was Canada up 1.65%, and South Africa continues to hold around its all-time highs. They're certainly leading the market on the upside, and they're probably the best bet, particularly in view of the fact that inflation remains a problem. We're certainly not going to move back into the Goldilocks situation where everything is just all right. And we are going to have some rock and roll in these markets going forward for at least for the next few months. So the leaders and the ones that have the most consistent uptrends, they indicate that that's where the biggest imbalance of supply and demand is, and they would probably be the best bets. China also looks like it has bottomed. That was a very impressive upward dynamic 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it has found support above that level and does appear to be able to hold above that level. If that market has bottomed and we are at the beginning of a new uptrend there, that is going to lend support to some of those other Asian markets. India continues to lag a number of other markets. It's well below its February highs, and that is lagging in terms of performance, but it is also holding well above those March lows, and this may be a more lengthy recovery for India, but it does look like that this more than 6 year uptrend remains intact, and there is a good chance that this is going to move upwards and set new highs, but probably not before a number of other markets do it first. And with that thought, I will leave you for the evening, but thank you very much for your time.